I'm gonna drive a little bit right around here. You gotta shut that door.
Oh, seriously?
Yep.
Sure, why not?
The car runs surprisingly smoothly, but it definitely shows it's 64 years, with a rusty exterior, lights that dim when you blow the horn, and a radio that only tunes in to AM frequencies. McNichol isn't driving the 10,000 miles alone. His traveling companion is one of his best friends, 77-year-old mechanic Per Christensen, who McNichol calls the Hudson Whisperer.
I'm so lucky to have him on a trip, because just like broken infrastructure, this thing keeps breaking down. We have issues with a coil. We'll have issues with five cylinders working, not six.
McNichol thinks the old car is just the thing to get people's attention. The purpose of the round-the-country trip, which he's calling Dire States, is to bring attention to the deficiencies in America's infrastructure and encourage a conversation about how they can be addressed.
And if people can see it, if people can see that this infrastructure is as old, rusty, and energy defunct as this 49 Hudson, all of our systems, totaled, are as old and rusty as this car. It's a pretty simple metaphor.
The first official stop of the Dire States tour was in State College this week. McNichol was one of the guest speakers at a luncheon organized by the Chamber of Business and Industry of Center County on the topic of transportation in Pennsylvania. The event was sponsored by Glenn O. Hawbaker, a State College-based construction business.
Do we have an infrastructure problem in America, in Pennsylvania, in State College?
The correct answer is yes. The American Society of Civil Engineers gave the country's infrastructure an overall grade of D+ this year, and Pennsylvania has the dubious distinction of ranking dead last in bridge conditions. Pennsylvania Secretary of Transportation Barry Shoke also spoke at the event. After McNichol described the deficiencies in almost all aspects of infrastructure around the country, including roads and bridges, but also dams, levees, and even national parks, Shoke brought the message closer to home. He talked about his decision to post weight restrictions on around 1,000 Pennsylvania bridges earlier this year because of a lack of funds for repairs. Shoke says more bridges will close next year if funding doesn't come through.
Every year that you don't do it, the problem gets a little worse, and the effect on the economy, moving products and moving people, is going to get worse.
Shoke pressed the audience to support Senate Bill 1, a major Pennsylvania transportation bill that will be up for a vote in the House of Representatives as early as next week. The bill allocates $2.5 million for roads, bridges, mass transit, and other transportation projects.
Either we make an investment and we make a decision to invest in transportation in all these different modes, and we see an improvement in these conditions, or next year you're going to hear, unfortunately, me probably coming back, if you invite me back, to come back and talk to you about the next set of consequences.
While the bill stalled out in the House this summer, Shoke says he and Governor Corbett are working to build consensus and ensure that when the bill comes up for a vote in the very near future, it will pass. Shoke says concerned citizens should contact members of the House and ask them to act.
And they need to understand that across the Commonwealth, in every locale in Pennsylvania, they need to understand this is a big issue, it's an important issue, and it's one that you expect them to deal with.
But like McNichol, Shoke says he's hopeful that with raised awareness and action, things will improve.
Checking your car out. Hey, all right.
When the luncheon was over, a crowd gathered outside to check out the Hudson Commodore. After a photo op in front of the car, Shoke and McNichol parted ways. Shoke back to the state capitol to work on getting a transportation bill passed, and McNichol to Detroit, the next stop in the Dire States National Tour. I'm Kate Lau-Schaffner, WPSU.